Blog Talk Radio.
Lord Alpha and Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
Thank you.
Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face.
Oh, what?
Fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Oh, been reaching. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about you guys joining us on this morning on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, you guys call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and our friend, our brother, none other than Bishop Isaiah Jackson Jr. will be with us on this morning. Bishop Jackson will be with us shortly. Listen, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to share and like, go on to our Facebook page, go on to our Facebook page and connect with us on our Facebook page on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That way you can get some important information. You can get some important show times and all of those things that go on. We have quite a few things that we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we would like to let you know what's going on. Staying connected with us will be the best thing. It'll be a great thing, and it'll be, watch this, it'll be a helpful thing to you. We're here to give you the strength that you need. We push you, we drive you to your purpose, and let you know that you have a destiny that is connected to what you do in our God and our Savior and our Lord and Jesus, and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before we go any further, you know how we do it right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to go ahead on and give our effectual fervent prayer. And once we do that, we're going to share our morning scripture. Once we share our morning scripture, we're going to introduce those countries that are listening in across this great country. And we want to say thank you to everyone that is listening in. Let us lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you just for you being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we understand and know, God, that you are nothing more than just our God. You're nothing more than just our keeper. You're nothing more than just of our, short of our mind regulator. You're nothing short of our joy. You're nothing short of our peace, God. If it had not been for you, God, we don't know where we would be, God. We rest in you on this morning, God. We know, God, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose, oh God. So we want to thank you, oh God, for first off allowing us to rest in your presence. God, to know that even that the storms and the rain went on, God, across this world, God, all the things that was going on, God, you were our keeper. You were our protector. You are our guide. God, you kept us in our sleep on last night. God, when bullets rained across our head, God, in the ambulance and fire department and the police, God, ran the city. God, you kept our families safe. You kept your protective hands over us, oh God. God, and even if the enemy did have an opportunity to come in, God, he still have not won. God, just because the weapon was formed does not mean, God, that it won't hurt. But we understand it will not prosper. We have an expected, God, shot that elbow shot. God, we have an expected end in you. So, God, we thank you for being our expected end. God, we thank you for moving my eyes, God, for moving by your power and by your strength, God. God, for delivering unto us, God. God, the level of peace and joy. Hey, God, the level of peace and joy in you. So we know, God, as we go into this broadcast on today, God, that you are going to move, God, like you always move, God. God, we trust you to do what you say you're going to do. God, we thank you for being a mind regulator, a heart fixer. God, and God, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for not being short of your promises, God. God, that you have spoken not only just in our life, God, but over our life. God, and we give you glory on today. For God, it is in you we live. It is in you we breathe. It is in you we have our being. Now, God, we take this broadcast and we put it in your hands today. God, and we pray today, God, that you do, God, what you will have to do on this broadcast. God, we don't want to have anything to do with it. God, we move ourselves out of the way. God, whatever direction you take us on today, God. God, we're willing to ride with you. Hey, God, we're going to ride this thing, Father, until the wheels fall off. God, God, whatever, my God, whatever direction you go in, God, God, we're going to let you have your way. God, because we understand, God, that it is you, God. It is you, God, that we come to edify. We don't come to edify ourselves. We don't come to edify man. We don't come to edify our situation. God, we come to edify you. And because we come to edify you, Father, we trust you, oh God, beyond everything that we see, every circumstance and situation, God, we trust that you'll do what you said you're going to do. And we believe that we pray, yes, God, and we believe, Father, beyond what we see, that you are going to do a great thing, God, today. And we give your name praise, we give your name glory, we give your name honor, and we give your name dominion and power. And we say, have your way on today. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, our scripture reading this morning, our scripture reading this morning will be coming from the book of Galatians, the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 14th verse. That's Galatians 5:14, and it says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. I love it. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. God, boy, that'll preach. I'm going to leave that alone. That'll preach. We got the preacher that's going to come. Oh, that bless my soul. That bless my soul. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor thyself. That's good stuff right there. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. That's our scripture reading for today. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not even going to go in that direction, because if I go there, I ain't going to be able to come back. So bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. That's Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 14th verse. For those of y'all that follow along with our scripture readings, that's our meditational scripture for today. That's our meditation scripture for today, Galatians 5 and 14. Let us walk in that on today. Let us walk in on that today. Countries that are listening in, you know, I have those of you all that are first-time comers to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you're first-time listeners. I want to take out a couple of minutes, and these couple of minutes that I'm going to take out, I want to share about this opportunity that we have to be able to be in these other countries. And God has given me this soapbox moment to share. And when I take this soapbox moment, I only take about 2 minutes of your time. But I want to put something on your heart, and I want to put something in your mind. These great countries that are listening in, some of them are rural countries, and they are in a position to where if they listen to this gospel radio station, it's considered as an act of treason. Even if to have a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their home is considered as treason. And some of these people, because they have this scripture, or they call listening to this gospel radio or listening to a gospel station, they're actually literally drug out into the street and they're made examples out of. Some of them are executed in the streets. Some of them are taken. Their homes are separated. The fathers and the sons are sold into work camps. The mothers are sold. The mothers and daughters are sold into slavery. And watch this here. And the taskmasters that have rule over them, they do this to control the masses. But can I help you real quick? There is a thing called prayer. God help me right through here. There's a thing called prayer. And from proof of execution and putting in the work, I found out that prayer changes things. Can I bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny? I found out that prayer works. God help me. I found out that if you open up your mouth and put a praise on it, I found out that if you open up your mouth and you begin to talk to the Lord and begin to call on the name of Jesus for people who are in desperate places, God seems to show up just in the nick of time. I found out, God help me right through here, I found out that when you pray and you talk to the Lord and you call on the name of Jesus and you lift him up, the Bible says it like this: if you lift me up, if you lift up the name of Jesus, if you lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. So watch this, people of God. This is your assignment today. I know you may not remember every name. I know you may not remember every country, but I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take the time out in your prayer time, in your lifting up the name of Jesus. I want you to take, God, help me right through here. I want you to take out some time, and I want you to call out the name of these countries. Now, listen, you may not remember every last one of them, but if you remember one or two, put them in there. But if you can't remember any of them at all, do me a favor. Do this. Say, Lord, touch the broadcast that carries the gospel to these countries and touch the people that's there and move on the hearts of the taskmasters. Can you do that for me? Real simple. It ain't a complicated assignment. Just lift up the name of Jesus for the people and ask God to move and do some stuff for them. Just come here. Move and do something for them. Come here. Let me help you. Just touch them in a special way, God. God, come here. Move on the hearts of the taskmasters, Lord. Do that one favor for me. Do that one favor for me. Because when you do that, what you do is you cause God to show up in a very, very unusual way. Come here. You cause God to show up in a way in the lives of people. God, help me right through here. Show up in the lives of people that wouldn't ordinarily have a relationship with it. So I want you to do me that favor, if you would. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. Today, when you were in your prayer closet, when you were here, when you take out the time to talk to the Lord, put your agenda to the side and call on the name of the Lord for these countries that are listening in. Because you got, watch this, you got some apostles that's established some churches over there. You got some bishops that have established some churches over there. You got some churches on the United States soil that's going over into these countries and established a church there. So they need our prayers as well as our help. So we will come in. Let me help you. So open up your mouth and pray and ask God to shift some stuff for them. Touch some places, Lord, if you would, please, sir. Shift some things around because they need you. They need you, Lord. So that's my soapbox moment. That's my 2 minutes. I'm done. That's my 2 minutes. So I want to acknowledge all of these great countries. And again, we want to say thank you for your steadfastness. We want to say thank you for your consistency. We want to say thank you for your continued support, for you to get on and to connect with us and to be a part of what we're doing on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you. And know that our prayers are with you. Amen? Amen. So listen, we have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have South Africa. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. We have Thailand. And we have Romania. And we just picked up another country, and y'all forgive me, I do not remember which one it is. I need to update my list, but we want to thank you. We know that you're listening in. We want to say thank you. We want to acknowledge you that we know that you are listening in, and y'all forgive me for not updating my list, but I need to update my list to add them in. So that makes that 29 countries. God, we thank you. 29 countries that we have reached with this God. Y'all forgive me. 29 countries that we have reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. 29 countries is hearing this right now. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being able to be into the ear gates of the people that we could talk to them and let them know that there is a Savior that have died on the cross of Calvary. and gave his life for you, for every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, even your enemies. God, help me. Even your enemies, he's giving his life for your enemies. So I want you to know that your prayers, God, help me right through, right through here. Your prayers are working. They are touching the hearts of people. So we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come and to be able to bless the masses, to bless the people, to touch their lives. Amen? Amen. So, listen, we're getting close to the time. I know that our speaker is on. Listen, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and I promise you we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
That silver or gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin, because of the blood. He paid the debt. Silver or gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. Most of all, I'm born again,
free from sin,
because of the blood. Listen, our guest is on. I cannot hold the man of God any longer. I cannot hold a man of God any longer. I don't know about you, but I am excited about what he has to share on this Man Up Monday broadcast. Now, remember, there's still time for you to share that number. Call a friend and tell a neighbor to be a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection Man Up Monday broadcast. I believe today will be a blessing to you. To be able to share, to be able to connect with us on this morning. So if you don't, ladies, get your nephews, get your sons, get your godsons, get them and gather them around the radio, around the telephone, around the internet, around your computer, your laptop. Call them in, get them in, gather them around the phone, and have them to come and listen in, because I believe today will be a good day for them to connect with what I believe is one of the most prolific men that in the city of Houston. I believe that this man has a word today that will literally touch the heart of the people, touch the heart of the man, Touch the heart of the young man. Touch the heart of those that are in desperate need for a word. Okay, because we've been getting milk and cookies for too long. But we come here. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Put you to your purpose. Guide you to your destiny. I believe that this word will be the word that we need to shift us. Okay, so listen. Grab them and put them close to you and let them hear this, because I believe this will shift them. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, 563-999-3628. Call that number, get connected in, listen in, and let this bless you, because I believe that this is going to be a word of shift, a word of power. So I cannot hold this man of God any longer. I cannot hold this man of God any longer. So I present to some, and I introduce to others, none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Bishop Isaiah Jackson. Bishop, man, you have the floor now.
Bless you, sir. Thank you so much, Apostle Douglas, and I appreciate the hearty welcome for you having me to be a part of this wonderful situation, being able to reach so many people, not only across the world, but internationally, for all the countries that are represented and people who are able to tune in and be able to share in this much-needed platform. I'm honored, man of God. Thank you so much for having me and those who work alongside you to get such a job accomplished. I'm honored. I'm delighted and humbled all at the same time. So, again, I want to appreciate you for, I guess, hearing from God enough to know how to choose people to be a part of this platform, and that means a whole lot to me. I wanna welcome everybody, as Apostle has already done through the duration of this morning's broadcast. I wanna welcome everybody, and I pray that as you are tuned in, that something can be shared that's going to touch you in the tender crevices of your life to be able to really make things better for you. This Monday segment is dedicated primarily to the men, so that we could get men not just back to their rightful places, but I believe to get men to understand their rightful places, as well as what comes with the territory of being the man that God has created you to be. I want to be so open and so clear this morning. And please permit me the ability to not just be stuck to a predictable delivery or a predictable expression, but to be able to share some things from the Word of God that's going to help us. I want to do this, Apostle. I really want to deal with if I had to label it or kind of theme of the thrust of this presentation this morning, I want to deal with strong men struggles. Strong men struggles, because anybody can claim to be something, but I'm a firm believer that the definition of anything is more greatly revealed by the presence of its opposer. And sometimes people of God, who you are is waiting to break through and to come forth according to the things that you struggle through and the things that you ultimately survive and conquer. So I want to deal with that today. In fact, I would that especially the brethren who are tuned in, but all who are participating, would say that to yourself in the space to which you're in, or if it's not conducive, at least make a note of it so that you don't forget. Strong men struggle. Strong men struggle. And let's go ahead and just come straight out the gate and break this ice, because it goes against the grain and it's off the grid of most things that we deem to be religious, because a lot of times we are trained and conditioned to believe that to be spiritual, you have not problems. To be religious, you don't have issues. To have relationship with God means that everything in your life is untampered with. But I beg to differ, my dears and sirs. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, proves over and over again that God uses his very own and permits even his own to be likely candidates for opportunities for him to show up. it almost appears as if belonging to God not only makes us targets, but it makes us to be on display to see how we respond, how we react to the things that life throws our way. So I want to deal with that. Now, primarily, there are a couple of things that we'll lift and share, but when we talk about strong men struggles, I want to highlight one man who was amongst several others, but one man who was considered to be strong, or who was referred to because of his strength, and that man bear the name of Samson. Samson, and I'm telling you, Samson is one for the books, literally. Samson was the kind of man who had already had strength proclaimed on his life, and then he has to be born into a situation to discover that strength, but it's only discovered according to challenging and trying and struggling times, to which that strength that is within him has to come forth in times when it's needed the most. Man, my soul is rejoicing. My baby's leaping when I start talking about this character by the name of Samson. Samson can really be read about in the book of Judges, but we discover some highlights about Samson because those things have already manifested as relates to Samson's life and experience and his strength and so forth. Prior to chapter 16, we find something interesting. In Judges chapter 16, around about the time Samson encounters this person by the name of Delilah. It's interesting, people of God. It's so interesting when you consider what Judges chapter 16 lifts for us, because Samson is already showing and he's already making appearances according to the strength that God has allowed him to have. And the Bible makes reference over and over again, leading up to chapter 16 after Samson is born, about how the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and Samson is doing things that is beyond natural human strength. He's doing things that would only validate the reality that this has to be the Spirit of the Lord that can strengthen somebody to pull off the things that Samson is pulling off. Man, I'm trying to maintain composure here because I feel like somebody who's listening perhaps is already relating Samson's life to your very own. You know all too well what it feels like to survey your life thus far and have to admit, though you're facing something right now, the truth about your life is what you are facing is not the first thing you've ever faced. What you are looking at right now is not the first thing you've ever had to look at. And you're having to admit somewhere between a pout and a shout that there have been times in your life that the Lord has strengthened you. The Spirit of the Lord, just as he did to Samson, has come upon you and caused you to do some things that have people still scratching their heads, trying to figure out, like, how in the world did you make it out of that? How in the world did you come through that? Who else would have been able to pull you through the things that I just knew would cancel your existence? And ladies and gentlemen, if there be any ladies who are listening to us, I need you to really consider this truth, and that is it could not happen without the Spirit of the Lord moving upon you to remind you of a strength that is there when you need it. But while we're shouting, though, while we're shouting about the strength that even Samson displays, we cannot negate this next piece that comes with the territory. When you are strong, you may as well brace yourself for struggle to try your strong. Now, that's an unofficial, but you want to hold on to that, because when you are strong, struggle always shows up to sharpen your strength, to cause you to have to put that strength to the test. And I don't know if you're going to amen this from whatever corner you may be listening from whatever piece of the world you may be listening to this broadcast. I need you to go ahead and be honest with yourself at this mention, and that is the moment you realize you are strong, is not when your strength is not tested, but it's when you go through something that has you to reach deep down inside of you and pull for the strength that is in you that you didn't put there yourself. I need you to catch this, people of God, because strong men really do struggle. Judges chapter 16 deals with something, and it's worth the mention around verse number 5. And again, please afford me the opportunity not to just be direct as though this is pulpit platform, but I want to use this and consider what happens around chapter 16, verse number 5. The Bible says, watch this, the Bible says that there is a setup because the lords of the Philistines come to Delilah, and they are trying to get her to entice Samson to see wherein his great strength lies. Now, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Consider this. Consider this. Anything that is anti you knows what you like. Now, I want to draw it in a little closer and tell you straight up. Let's talk church. The devil knows what you like. And because the devil knows what you like, he will do anything he thinks will work to get to you because he knows what gets your attention. Man, I don't know who's having church with me on this broadcast this morning to admit that there are some things that never get a second thought from you. But then there are others that you will find yourself repeating the thought of. You'll find yourself reviewing the thought of, because even the devil knows what you like. And I want to talk to strong men who are listening from all around the world who have been trying to figure out, why is it that the moment that I come into the discovery of my strength, does it seem like something is always trying to try the strength that I have? Look at this. The Bible says, watch this, that the lords of the Philistines come to this woman. But who is this woman? This woman happens to be somebody who Samson has an eye for. Samson wants him some Delilah. And so then those who are after Samson's strength, note this, they are not wanting Samson. They are just wanting to get Samson not to be strong. Man, listen, I need you to really catch this, strong men, all strong men who are on this broadcast this morning. I need you to really catch this because it's so much bigger than you. It's so much bigger than you. If you did not have the strength you have, you would not be the intended target of your enemies. There are some things that we go through as strong men that we only end up going through because of the strength that we possess. The Bible says, I didn't even make this up, Lord have mercy, the Bible says that Samson, and I paraphrase this or Jacksonize this, the Bible says that Samson has a thing for this harlot person known as Delilah. He has this thing for her, but because he has this thing for her, now the way to get to him is to get to somebody who can get to him. And watch this. It's cookie cutter. It's across the board. That's why we find that most of our struggles, most of the attacks that we undergo don't necessarily come direct. They hit us indirectly. They get us where we did not expect it. They get us where we did not see them coming. Why? Because most of the time we don't expect it to come from the things that we hold dear to us. But what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is even the enemy knows that if I can get to the strength of this strong man, then I'll rob this strong man of his potential to move forward and to keep being great for the God who made him as strong as he ever was. I didn't even make this up. The Bible proves something. I want to give you this, though. I want to give you this so we can dialogue. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says that the Lord of the Philistines come to Delilah. Now, they don't come to Samson. They come to Delilah because they want to make sure that we can get her to sweet talk him into telling her what we need her to tell us. Do you see this change? You see how this is going? Now I want to give you this, because I know you're listening. Perhaps you may be driving, you may be multitasking, listening while you're working, whatever you're doing. But I want to drop this nugget in your ear and make sure that you hold on to it, oh God, for dear life. I want you to catch this. Watch this. Sometimes the very thing that we are attracted to, we get distracted by. Let me say that again like we were in church. I want to say this to you. Make sure you hold this dear to your heart so that you never forget it. Sometimes the very thing we are attracted to, we end up getting distracted by. That was the second time. The charm is on the third time. Sometimes the very thing we are attracted to, we also get distracted by. Now, in order to produce a shout, I need us to understand what my definition of a distraction is, because a distraction is nothing but a bad attraction. A distraction is nothing but something that gets in the way of things that you're attracted to cause it not to be or let you do what you were originally intending to do. And so when it comes to the thing that can get our attention, sometimes it gets so much of our attention that we end up giving that attention to it, and it throws us off the focus that we were once on. I repeat to those who missed it the first three times, if we are not careful, the very thing we are attracted to can also set us up to be distracted by it. That's what happens with Samson and Delilah. Samson is so attracted to Delilah that he cannot even see the distraction that has come Delilah's way to throw him off. Now watch this, though, because this is how the enemy works. The same way he uses Delilah to get to Samson is rewinded to prove how the Philistines get to Delilah. How do the Philistines get to Delilah? Well, they throw some money at her. Obviously, she liked money. Now, that's an exegetical insertion, but there's enough exegetical weight to hold us down, because if the money they were offering her was not enough to get her attention, it never would have made her go to Samson and do to Samson what they were requesting. Which only proves that the enemy would go to any extreme to get you to get to your strength or to rob you of your strength. I need you to hear me, every strong man listening to this broadcast right now. I want you to understand that it is not beneath you to struggle, because sometimes the struggle should be the reminder that you're just a strong man. That's what really happens. And because you are strong, things are always after your strength. So then this answers for us why it seems like I'm always going through something. Why it seems like things are always bothering me. If you were weak, you wouldn't. Woo! Boy, I wish we could just release the volume from international range and realms for people to just come off mute even and really just release a sound into the atmosphere there. I feel somebody rejoicing at this mention, because now we're able to set the captive free. If I was weak, I wouldn't have had the problems I'm having. But the thing that gets me is, because I am strong, things are always after my strength. I need to catch that, ladies and gentlemen. So what happens is Delilah plays into the hand of the Philistines, and she comes at Samson. You know the story. I dare not bore you with it. She comes at Samson. Well, Samson feels as if he's still on top of things enough to flirt with the distraction. He feels like he's on top of things enough to play around with that distraction. He feels like he's on top of stuff enough to be able to still manage those things that are out to distract him. You know what he does. He goes a couple of different times, two, three different times, trying to play around with Delilah. Well, it's in this. They do that, it doesn't work. Try something else, do that, it doesn't work. But eventually, there are other things that she is led to do to get him to come forth with where his strength really lies. And I believe Hear me, strong men. I believe that that's what situations do to you and I. I believe that sometimes, even if those antagonizing forces have to hide behind people, they will come to us by any means necessary, because their real question is, tell me, why are you so strong? Tell me what makes you strong. That's what they're trying to find out. How is it that every time we see you, you're strong? Talk, Bishop. Tell me, how come every time we hear about you, you have conquered something else? Tell me, how is it that every time your name come up, people can't leave out the part that you have overcome something else? And we're trying to figure out, not only why are you so strong, what makes you strong, but how can we shut your strength down? My God, today, and I feel led of the Lord to tell some strong men who are listening to this radio broadcast today, hear me, Worldwide Gospel, I need you to really tune in. Lean your ear closer in. If you got your earbud in, take your finger and push it in a little more. Make sure that you don't let these words escape you. Don't let them slip by you. Because you are strong, sometimes it sets you up for struggle. But struggle does not mean that you are coming to an end. It means that you have another opportune time to turn what they thought was a stumbling block into a stepping stone. I'm trying to shout somebody on this radio today to tell you that God's getting ready to use what was supposed to trip you up to prove to you, pull you through it, no matter how you feel while you're going through it. Strong men really struggle. Strong men really struggle. Now here's some intensity, though. Here's some intensity. I'm trying not to overload the plate here, but here's some intensity. I want us to check this out as well, because here's another issue we run into. Our presence typically employs us. So then, by the time people see us and we have the reputation for already being strong, sometimes even in our weakness, people assume that we feel like being strong. Now, I've given this disclaimer time and time again in settings like this, as well as others, that, you know, we could go line for line in the scripture, or we could set the scripture on the side of us and reference it and just talk straight. And deal with things that men really need to hear and men really need dealt with when we deal with this reality. And that is, sometimes people are so used to you being strong that your weakness confuses them. Sometimes people are so used to you always having an answer till the times that you need answers, they can't comprehend it. But it comes with the territory of being strong. Where do you get that, Bishop Jackson? I was with you until you said that. Prove that to me in the Bible. Well, the Bible gives us enough space here to really see that there were times, even in the life of Samson, that he's going through situations, and as much as the Spirit of the Lord has come upon him and he's done something else to show how strong he is, it's after those great victories that he finds himself being the most vulnerable. I can't make this up. It's in your Bible. Your Bible proves to you time and time again, just throughout the segment of Judges, how it is that as much as God can use them. So let's rewind to chapter 15, since somebody's needing reference. You can look at Judges chapter 15 and see that there are some things that Samson is going through. And out of all of these people, the Bible says he slew 1,000 men. He's really pulling off great victories. I'm talking about getting it done. He's representing. He's strength personified. And after all of that, he's coming to the Lord saying, Lord, how in the world can you use me so greatly? I can't make it up, y'all. It's in your Bible. He's trying to figure out, how in the world can you use me so greatly? And now it seems like I'm about to die in this situation I'm in, because I've exhausted all of me. I've poured out all of me. I've given my best to the situation that I was going through, and now I'm wondering, how am I going to make it? I wish I could take a poll through the radio land, the radio audience, to ask a strong man how many of us have ever been there, have been at that phase, been at that point in your life where you have exhausted you, on everything around you, for everybody you love, for everything associated to you. And after it took everything from you, you were still trying to figure out, how am I going to make it? Who's going to replenish me? Who's going to give me something that will help me carry on? Who's going to motivate the motivator when the motivator needs motivating? Who's going to push me into the place to make me feel like I can do it again? I'm wondering how many of us are honest enough to admit that this broadcast this morning alone is putting us in touch with a truth that we've been trying to make sense of. Now I get it. I'm strong. That's why I go through what I go through, because I'm strong. That's why I have to deal with some of the stuff I deal with, because I'm strong. And that's where we really got to gather ourselves. And I know it can be a challenge. I know it can be a difficulty. I know it can really be frustrating to try to figure out, why do I always have to be strong? Why do I always have to pull myself up? Why do I always have to show something that I don't feel like showing? And if we could be honest, from the pulpit to the back door, from leadership to laity, from the most important to the least of these, all of us have encountered those times where we want to be honest enough to say, I know I did it before, but I don't feel like it today. I know God used me last time, but I don't feel like it today, because there are some things that come with the territory of being a strong man. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, being that strong man will require you to reach deeper inside of you and inquire of the Lord to use you one more time. Can I encourage somebody today? I want to encourage somebody. I said, can I encourage somebody? I want to encourage somebody today who's listening to me right now, and you're hearing more than my voice. You're hearing the voice of God touching your life in this very moment. You're feeling the literal presence of God churning within you, because this is what your life is requiring right now. And the Lord is using this broadcast on this Man Up Monday to be the prescription for your current situation. When I tell you that God is reminding you of who he made you to be by causing things to keep you using what you otherwise wouldn't use, he's allowing certain things to come forth because he's proving the doubters wrong. He's using certain things about your life to help you to overcome some of the stuff that you used to fall for. And all the time, it's making you a better you. I'd be lying to you if I told you that every time the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, he never had to look for the Spirit of the Lord again. Because the truth is, you always need the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you. You always need the Spirit of the Lord to help you pull off any great thing. You always need the Spirit of the Lord to help you to overcome situations. I'm getting ready to give you a crazy cross-reference here, and we'll try our best to link these two together. Because what God will normally do, whenever he's getting ready to bless you, he will let you go through the fight of your life. He will let you go through things that you didn't know you would have to go through. And normally, I feel prophetic long through here, normally when he's restoring things, especially things that are meaningful to your life, he will interrupt what you had in mind just to introduce you to what you need before you finish the plan that he has put in front of you. Y'all don't believe Fat Meat Greasy, do you? Let me call on a friend of mine by the name of Jacob. Let me use Jacob right quick, because Jacob and I are good friends. Jacob wants me to testify on his behalf of what happened to him when he was on his way to make stuff right with his brother Esau. That's something interesting that the Bible lifts in Genesis. The Bible lifts something out in there when Jacob was left alone. Jacob had sent all of his wives and his possessions away, and he's now just trying to shut it down to think some of this stuff out. Like, I gotta get my head together. I know I'm trying to do a good thing. I know I'm on my way to try to right my wrongs. I know I'm headed to get things together because it's my fault that things are the way they are. But what he does is he says, I need to clear this headspace of mine. I gotta rethink some things. I gotta make sure that I don't allow myself to get overwhelmed along the way. And so it's not until he's left alone that the Bible says a fight starts. A fight ensues. A struggle even happens with Jacob. But I need you to catch this, though, because this time, this fight is not about him and the devil. This fight is not about him and something satanic. But this time, he's wrestling with this entity, this essence that is the reflection or what God would put you through in order to produce something out of you to get you blessed if you just learn how to survive what feels like a struggle. Man, I wish I had somebody on this radio right now who could hear what the preacher is saying. I didn't make this up. Your Bible. I said the Bible. The Bible says that while Jacob is wrestling, he's wrestling, and this same essence, this same entity says to him, let me go for the day breaking. In other words, we've been going at it for a while. Can I take a time out, coach? I want to talk to strong men who've been going through it for a while. You don't understand it. You just know you're still going through it. You ain't figured it all out. You just know you're still going through it. You got questions, ain't got all the answers. You still going through it. I want to talk to strong men for a couple of minutes right here on my timeout. I want to ask you, have you looked at it and said, like, man, I'm still going through this. I thought I would have been over with this by now. I thought this would have been done by now. I thought this would have already been finalized and fulfilled, but I'm still going through it. I want to talk to you, strong men. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says this essence, this entity says to Jacob, let me go for the day breaking. In other words, we've been at it. We've been at it for a while. It must not have been day already, because why would it be day if the day's about to break? Which means they've been at it all in the dark, all through the night. It's been a good minute. They've been wrestling. And look at what Jacob says. I will not let thee go. God Almighty, today I'm trying to contain myself, maintain composure here. He says, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Who in their right mind is thinking about a blessing when you're in the fight of your life? I didn't even see this struggle coming. I didn't even see this issue headed in my direction. But I'm saying this to us to prove that what God will do is sometimes he will enlist us in something that we didn't know we could handle. Lord have mercy, I feel God on this stuff coming out of my mouth right now. He will enlist us in stuff that we didn't know we could handle. Not so we could be defeated, but so we could conquer. Well, you know what happened, don't you? The Bible says that because Jacob wouldn't let go, he blessed him there. And that's what I want to speak into our lives this morning. God's about to bless you right where you're going through. God's about to bless you right where you're going through. God's about to bless you right where you're going through. I need you to hear that. Let that be the new single on the album of your life. I want you to hear that hook just resounding in your spirit. God's about to bless you right where you're going through. That's what I need you to know today. If you ever wanted to pinpoint where your next victory is coming from, it's coming from the place you're struggling in. It's coming from the place you're wrestling through. It's coming from the place that stuff is gripping you when you didn't bother it first. It's coming from the place that if you try to explain it to people, they will still judge you before they judge it. It's coming from the place that caught you by surprise. And again, I say, God's about to bless you right where you're going through. I want you to hold on to that, strong man. Every strong man listening to me, every nationality, from all around the world, I want you to make sure that you let not another day go by without you knowing within yourself that you just got a number one single. It went straight to the top of the chart, that God's about to bless you right where you're going through. Whatever you feel distracted, it could very well mean that the enemy has plotted against your life and knows what you will give your attention to. He knows who you love. He knows how you love. He knows what you love. And he'll use sometimes those things to get you distracted enough to make it seem as if God's not going to do what God said he's going to do. But you got to make him be reminded of the liar that he is and know that whatever this is, victory is all over it. Man, I want to pause for the call so we get lost in the sauce right quick. And I want you to create a praise fest, a praise break all around you right now. I'm telling you, man, do something. If you're at work and you cannot do it, I want you to act like you can. Take your fingers and tap something close to you. Even if you got to tap your leg or gently put your hands together, I want you to scream as loud as you can in a whisper of something to show forth the praises of God at the reality that God's about to bless you right where you're going through. You got to know that. Hear me, strong men. Hear me, strong men. And listen, I'd be derelict in my duty if I did not tell you or use another reference of another strong man. Because I know you thought it was just other people, and that's so far-fetched from us. That's so unreachable to us. But let's consider the ultimate example himself. Let's consider Jesus the Christ. Let's consider how strong men really do struggle. God Almighty, woo! Boy, something is stirring within me now. Let's consider the reality and some more factuality. The strong men really do struggle. How do you know, Bishop Jackson? How do you know, Rev? Tell me how you know. Because Jesus certainly didn't have a struggle. Lies. Jesus proves in all humanity that you could be a strong man doing great things and still have to come to a place in your life like Gethsemane. The Bible says, I didn't even make it up. The Bible says, watch this, in one reference of the Gospels, the Bible says that Jesus is sweating so profusely that his sweat is as great drops of blood. It's draining him. It's exhausting him. It's depleting him because he's headed to the garden to pray. He's trying to seek the will of the Father, not because he didn't know the will of the Father for his life, not that he didn't know what he was on earth to do. But sometimes, strong men, when you get into the most critical phases of your situation, it makes you go back and look at God again, like, Lord, you're going to just like confirm to me. Just make sure you're sure about what you're saying about my life. Make sure you're sure about what you said you want to do with me. Make sure you're sure. I want to set the captive free. I want real strong men to go and tell yourself, come on, bro, you've been there before. Come on, Doc, you've been there before. I know you got a collar. I know you lead people. I know you cover people. But let's talk real talk. Come on. You're not churchy. You're not a preacher. Come on, Doc. Come on, man. I know you bossing. I know you balling. Come on, man. I know you hardhead. I know you thug. I know you G. But let's admit this truth. This truth is sometimes, man, we have to go back and look at it. I want to go back to God like, Lord, look, I was sure about what you said until I had to see that. I know why I was here until I got to this point. But Jesus proves. I wish y'all would let me use Jesus right quick. Jesus proves. He proves that strong men really do struggle. Well, right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, what he does, he says to the Father, look, make sure you're sure. Please, make sure you're sure. That's what he meant when he says, if there be any other way. Lord have mercy. He said, you know, can I do this some other kind of way? Let this cup pass from me. Is there any other way I can please you? I can pull off your will for my life without having to go through this. That is the telltale sign that this strong man must be having a human struggle. It is the direct indication that what he wished he didn't have to go through is looking like he's having to go through it. It's right there. He's asking the Father. He's saying, like, look, you know, Father, please, let something else happen so that I don't have to go through this. And look at what the Father does. The Father gives him the strength to pull off what he needs to pull off even when he feels his weakest. This is how Jesus comes to the resolve when he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, boy, you can laugh at it when you get through crying about it. Man, if this ain't transparency, I'm telling you, you can laugh at it when you get through crying about it because you understand that if God ever lets you face it, he's going to give you the strength you need to overcome it. Things are going to get better. Things are going to work out. I don't know which strong man needs to hear me say this, but I feel the oil of God on this broadcast this morning encouraging somebody, making sure you know that God's going to work it out. God's going to fix it. God's going to turn it around. He's going to let it work out for your good. I know it feels bad, but God's going to fix it. I know it seems scattered, but God's about to gather it. I know it seems disoriented, but God's about to settle it. I want to speak to some strong man who's listening right now. And just in case, peradventure, there's some ladies who are listening. We're going to share some of our Man Up Monday with you and tell you, ladies, you are not exempt. I want to speak directly into your lives as well while men are being encouraged and tell you God's gathering. He's pulling together and he's making things be like they need to be. Don't you dare feel as if the Lord will let things get here and then leave you hanging. God's pulling things together and he's proving that there is really strength somewhere in the midst of what makes you feel like this is the hardest struggle I've ever faced in my life. I want to hit that track one more time. DJ, play it back. I want to bring that back one more time. God's about to bless you right where you're going through. Y'all want to praise again, don't you? Come on. Let's offer up something to the Lord right there in your own personal space, right there in your individual arena. I want you to break rank if you must. I want you to at least let your face testify. Smile. Do some, cry if you will. Let it out because weeping may endure for a night, but joy is getting ready to come in the morning. God's getting ready to show you the breaking of day. He's getting ready to show you another opportunity that whatever tried to set you back has just become your newest setup. This thing is about to work. And the Spirit of the Lord is about to come upon you again and let you pull it off. The Spirit of the Lord is about to let you see another victory. Where is it going to happen? How do you know it's going to happen? Because you're going through what you're going through right now. Where's it going to happen? At the place you're going through right now. God's about to bless you right where you're going through. I don't know. I'm enjoying this lesson, and I'm enjoying sharing with the people of God this morning. I don't know where I am. I don't know how much time I have left. But what I do know is that it is paramount, it is imperative for us to make sure that we understand that God is up to something so great in your life that the devil himself cannot abort, cannot stop the plan of God and the will of God for your very life. I want you to speak over your life while I'm speaking to you. I want you to speak over your life, especially you strong men. I want you to speak over your life right now and decree strong men struggle, but strong men succeed. Come on, speak over your life. Strong men struggle, but strong men overcome. Speak over your life. Come on. Strong men struggle, but strong men are victorious. Let's add, come on, let's add the sisters in, because I know they want a piece of this too, perhaps if you're listening. I know it's Man Up Monday, but just in case sisters are listening, come on, let's alter the wording. Let's alter the verbiage so that all are included. Come on, let's say it. Speak over your life. Speak over your life. Speak over your life. Strong people struggle, but strong people overcome. Strong people struggle, but strong people are victorious. Strong people struggle, but strong people endure to watch the hand of God bring them through situations that only God can bring them through. Oh, my God, I pray this broadcast is blessing you today. I pray that this broadcast leaves lasting impressions on your life so that you will never, ever, as in not ever, be the same. Though you go through situations, you won't have to let those situations overtake you, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If I was preaching, boy, I'm telling you, long through here, I would start something and see who's going to finish it. I want to tell you like this. If God be for me, oh, boy, we'd hang our hat a little while. Just on that who part. Who can really be against me when God is for me? Who can really overtake me when God is on my side? So let's try it on for size. Let's act like I was preaching. Let's act like we're in church. I'm gonna start something and let you finish it. If God be for me,
who can be against you? Come on, Doc.
Who can be against you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless you, Apostle. I pray we've been a blessing thus far. I'm so caught up. I'm in another world right now, just enjoying sharing and releasing this impartation, especially to strong men who are tuned in today. And so I pray that this is fitting the bill of what strong men need to really be ministered to in, because it happens. And if nobody talks about it, if nobody opens up about it, we'll always be challenged in the area of our strength, wondering, am I really strong? Why do I feel so weak? Am I really strong? Why does it seem like I'm always going through? But it's just because strong men struggle. That's why. Strong men struggle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you let me know, Apostle, if there are any other things we need to cover or can cover concerning this that we've mentioned, or anything surrounding it. But I believe somebody's life is being empowered, and I'm thanking you again for this broadcast. Somebody's life is being changed. Thank you for this invitation. Somebody's life is being touched right now because of what the Lord is doing by way of this worldwide gospel connection. I don't know. You can let me know, Apostle Douglas, anything else that we need to deal with or aim at beyond what we've shared. And we'll do
Amen.
Our level best to cover that.
Amen. Amen. Listen. We got a hand up. We are blessed, man. Look, we are excited. We were excited, man. I'm screaming and hollering in the background. I'm like, this man is lit, man. If the rats and roaches were listening, they got saved today. That's the...
bless you.
look, the rats and the roaches got their deliverance today. I'm telling you, today was one of them. That, man, listen, everything that had an ear to hear today, they got their deliverance today. I said that. I'm like, my God, man. And one the part that blessed me was as you were talking about Samson and Delilah.
Uh-huh.
The Lord laid something on my heart. Bishop Pearson preached a message some years ago from that exact same text, from that
wow.
exact same passage of scripture. And the title of the message was, "Don't Lose Your Head Over a Little Piece of Tail."
He gave the
analogy of a dog was sitting on a railroad track and he was wagging his tail across the railroad track, and a train came by, and it cut off a little piece of the dog's tail. And he was distracted by the piece of tail that he lost, so he turned his head, and he lost his head. See, sometimes, God needs to cut some stuff off. God, help me right through here. Sometimes God got to cut some people off. Sometimes, listen, sometimes God has to cut some stuff out of your life. So in your struggle of letting it go, because sometimes, let me help you real quick, because this is what blessed me. You blessed me, Doc, I'm telling you now. In your struggle, if you don't learn how to release it, God will make you fight unnecessarily.
Whoa.
Go ahead on and wrap your arms around yourself. Hug yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know that hurt, but you got to learn. Just go ahead on and wrap your arms around yourself. Hug yourself and let yourself know it's going to be okay. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. That one right there. And see, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I experienced. Sometimes God will let you fight until you ain't got no more fight in you. And so you can realize you were struggling for nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how much he loves you. He loves you enough to let you get the fight out of you. So he can show you what he needs to show you.
That's good.
I'm telling you, Doc, you blessed me today, Doc.
Bless you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
We're gonna pray for the man of God. Once we pray for the man of God, we're gonna go ahead because we gotta hand this up, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to share with the individual who has his hand up. Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have set among us. God, we thank you for every stronghold being destroyed, every chain being loosed, the captives being set free through the word that you have established in the mouth of your mouthpiece. That great man of God that you have set among us. God, we want to say thank you. Now, God, we ask that you will restore back unto him that he has poured out to the people. God, we ask you to refill him again because he has to go back into battle. And so because he has to go back into battle, God, we stand against every backlash, every assignment that the enemy has set, and we let the enemy know that you have no power and you have no strength against the man of God, against his family, against his church, against his home, God, even against his personal walk with you. God, we thank you right now, God, that you are keeping him in perfect peace because his mind is literally stayed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer, and the body of Christ said amen. Amen and amen. Listen, caller that has your hand up, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to open you up and I'm going to let you in. If there's a question or if you just want to come in or you want to come on in, I'll go ahead and do that. Caller, your mic is now open. Hello? Caller, you there? Amen. All right, we'll go ahead and put you back in and let you listen. Amen. I thought they wanted to speak. The mic was open, so we'll go ahead on and put him back in to listen. But man, listen, I am truly blessed. I sat there and as I was listening to you, Doc, there was so much that you shared, and one of the things that God brought back into my remembrance is that the olive is not anointed until it goes into the press.
That's right.
The olive is not anointed until it goes into the press. You can't get no oil out of the olive until you put it in the olive press.
Absolutely. He's just trapped inside of them. Useless.
Yeah. But watch what God will do. God will let you go through. When I studied the olive, because I did some research on the olive because I wanted to know what is this olive oil that we get and all these different kinds of oil and all this other stuff we get, and I did some research, Doc. And one of the things that they do is they have this They have this umbrella-looking thing that wraps around the base of the tree. And when it wraps around the base of the tree, it shakes the tree so to the point that the olives literally fall off the branches, fall off the, branches, and it falls into this little umbrella. And so what it does is there's a conveyor belt that's connected to the little umbrella, and as the olives are falling, the conveyor belt takes them and they put them inside of a little dump truck looking thing that's connected to the umbrella and connected to the conveyor belt. And they go from tree to tree and they do this. Now, God began to show me something. He said, now, you have to understand, in order for you to get the olives off the branch, it has to be a shaking. So in order for you to get around from who you need to get around, God got to shake some stuff up. He got to, he literally has to get you and get you away from people by shaking the daylights out of your situation and shaking everything that's around you and cause you to watch this here, to fall into place. Not in position. You just fall into place. Watch how I did it. Watch how I showed it. Now, your conveyor belt is drags you in there, and it puts you among the other olives. Now, what it does is, after they have harvested these olives, they take them and they got to put them into a wash. Now, you got to understand, in the shaking, you got debris. Oh, God. You got debris. So what he has to do is, he has to take you and put you in a place to where he has to wash off all of this unnecessary stuff that's on your life. You're still not in position yet. You're in place. And what he does is, once he get all of that off of you, then he can take you and he can put you in the position of being pressed. You're in position, but you're still not in place. And what they do is, they take these olives and they take pads and they put these pads and they take these olives and they put them on there, and you got your extra virgin, you got your cold press, and then you got your first press with olives. So some of us are first editions. Some of us are first edition press. You oily, but you still got work to do. There's some things that God has to teach you. It ain't that you ain't ready. It's just that there's another place that He's trying to put you in. So you have to start out at your first edition oil. And that's the oil that's not always it's clear. It don't have a lot of what they call the naturalness of the oil. And then you get to your cold press, and that's just that first section, couple of presses that you get out of there. And then you got the extra virgin. Now let me show you what they do with extra virgin. Extra virgin actually comes from the pulp. See, God has to sometimes break us down to our lowest common denominator. We still talking about struggle, Doc.
Right.
You got to get to the point to where God has to break you down to your lowest common denominator. And when He breaks you down to that lowest common denominator, guess what He can do then? Then He can put you in position. You are now in position. You're not just in place. You're in position because you done been through the storm. And now you know what it looked like to go through hell and high water and still be okay.
God Almighty.
Y'all don't understand. This is literally, I don't. By all intents and purposes, I know God connected me with this man of God, because I literally consider this man as my brother. And me and my brother was talking, and we was having a conversation. I don't know if you remember. We talked about how when Paul was shipwrecked and got bit by the snake when he was putting the sticks on the fire. Watch this, watch this, brethren. Let me help you, brother. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny real quick. Watch this here. Hop in. Let's roll up the road real quick. The snake bite was always a part of the plan. I know that messed a bunch of y'all up because they listen to that and say, wait a minute, hold on, Reverend. You mean to tell me he was shipwrecked. He just got to land on broken pieces. See, y'all don't realize you either in one or two positions in life. This is why it's so important to understand your place of struggle. This is what you did for me today, doctor. I bless you. You got to understand your place of struggle. See, you're going to either be in a storm, going through a storm, or just coming out of a storm. So don't get comfortable in any position.
Right. Absolutely right.
See, we could become, like, chime in whenever you get ready, doc. We could become so comfortable in a place that we don't even realize that God had opened the door for us to come out.
God Almighty.
He is the God. Watch this here. I put something on Facebook a while back. I said, God is the God of an open door. Why you haven't walked out yet? Why you ain't walked out
God
yet? God's the God of the open door.
Oh, wow.
You think that the door was just a door that you walk through. No, that door is a door. That open door sometimes is the door for you to walk out of it. And you struggle with something. And the crazy part about it is you're struggling with something that's not even holding you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we become one with it. We become one with it and you know, somehow it's engrafted into the flow of our lives. So now we carry on and treat it as if the reason we're in it is because it's doing what it's doing to us. Instead of us realizing the opportunity to be free of it.
Watch. Mm-hmm. Watch. Now watch this here. Some of us have gotten so comfortable with it, Doc, we've literally named it.
That's what it gets worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to my baby. I'm depression. I'm suicidal, folks.
Wow.
I'm disease. I'm generational curse. Let me introduce you. And see, I want y'all to understand something. This is for you to grasp hold to, because where we're at as a generation of people. We want to blame the devil for everything and don't want to take accountability for nothing. When we learn how to become accountable, see, a real good fighter, let me show you what a real good fighter do. A real good fighter is accountable for the loss of his fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Muhammad Ali. If Muhammad Ali was still alive, you can talk to him. You can go talk to George Foreman. You can go talk to Sugar Ray Leonard. You can go talk to Mike Tyson. You can go talk to Lennox Lewis. You can go talk to any of these fighters, and they'll tell you at what point they realize that they was losing the fight and could not come back from it.
Mm-hmm. You see it.
They take accountability for it. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I'm learning to do, and this is and it took me about 5 years ago that I started to look at me, and I said that a lot of the stuff that I was in, a lot of stuff that I was dealing with, yeah, I was blaming people, but it was actually me. First off, number one, I let people be too close. See,
yeah,
we struggle because we got the wrong people in our life. We allow ex. Watch this here, and I love it. I love how we say real men struggle. We struggle
yeah.
in places
yeah.
that. Watch this here. Sometimes it's not about the struggle. It's about the accountability part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
See, can I help y'all real quick? When I breathe, baby. Y'all breathe. I want y'all to take an inhale and an exhale. When I first got saved, when I started preaching, I still had a cigarette addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe, baby. It's okay. The apostle, the man of God, I still struggled with cigarettes. But I knew what the issue was. It was me. God had already set deliverance. The door was already open. I had to learn how to walk out of it. Once I made the conscious decision to put the cigarette down and say, okay, I can walk out of this thing and I will be okay when I walk out of this thing. I don't need this in my life. See, that's where we got. That's where our issue is. We got to learn how to know what we need and what we don't need, and stop struggling so bad with situations that God has already set you free from.
Say that again for the people in the back.
The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. But see, my question to you would be this: when are you going to let go? Doc, I want you to chime in. I don't want to hold the floor. I want you to chime in. I'm trying to see if anybody else want to jump in. I seen a hand up, but I don't think that they wanted to come in. So if there's anybody, you could press one. Do me a favor and press one. There you go. I got one that got a hand up. I'm gonna let him in. Hold on for a second. Let me see here. Blessing to you. You're on with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, bro.
Hello.
Good morning, brother. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can. Blessings to you, sir.
Yes, sir, blessings to you guys, man. Listen, bro, I'm riding down this road out here coming out of Tiffle, and I'm having a hard time keeping this truck on the road, man. I must admit it. I'm just being honest with you. I couldn't pull over. I lost signal because of where I was. But Bishop, awesome word, my brother. Awesome word, man. And the thing that I was thinking about, man, when you started talking about Samson and you start talking about struggling, the thing that came
mm-hmm.
to my mind is, watch this, is if we really go back and think about it, the struggle and the strength that Samson had wasn't even due to something that Samson deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I say that. Watch this. The covenant that was made for Samson's life was not made by Samson.
Right.
Wow.
The covenant was made between his parents and God.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
But Samson went through the struggles because of somebody else making a covenant for his life.
My Lord.
Give it to him. Give it to him.
That part.
You see what I'm saying? And he's got to live that up. The covenant that his parents made. Sell on him. The people that were on the ship with Jonah, it was not their struggle. David was jealous
right,
because he that took him into charge.
What?
We got struggles, we got issues, God. But sometimes, it's not about us doing right and wrong. It's about the people that are around us that have
right.
gotten us into situations.
Mm-hmm.
That God put
mm-hmm.
us
That's
in.
That's good. That's good. It's
mm-hmm.
real good.
If I'm saying mm-hmm. in and out, I'm sorry. But I just had to, you don't understand the impact there that this, I was trying to write notes on the phone. You know, the type of man, I'm going across the road, but I'm like, Lord, look, Jesus, just let me make it through so that I can get a good signal. Because that is the key we as men have to understand that it's not going to always be peaches and cream. It's not going to always be with the apple pie and ice cream on top. But sometimes we all go struggle, but how we come out of the struggle.
Come on, sir.
It's what makes us who we really are. And that's where
Absolutely.
The difference between reputation and character comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been in the struggle. Yes, I go through the trials. Yes, I go through the troubles. But it's about how I walk that line when I make it through that trial, that struggle, that issue. It's how I allow God to continue
mm-hmm.
to use me once I get
mm-hmm.
out of that struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You see,
mm-hmm.
oh my goodness, listen, man. Yes. But the thing that I love so much about Samson is even though through all of his struggles, and yes, he gave in to Delilah's thoughts, and yes, he gave in to what Delilah wanted, but the thing that I must say about Samson is in the end, he said, Lord, remember me just one more time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just one more time.
Uh-huh. One more time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not asking you to forget about what I've done, but remember me this one more time.
That's right.
Listen, man, I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going through. You just need to tell God, remember me, Lord. Remember me one more time. I'm the one that messed up, yes. I'm the one that you gave strength to, yes. I'm the one that messed up, yes. But God, you got to remember me. Remember me, man. Remember me.
Mm-hmm.
And God, when you remember me, I still get the strength. I still have joy. I still
mm-hmm.
have the peace. I may have lost my vision. The vision may
mm-hmm.
not be as clear as it used to be because I've lost my eyesight. But, Lord, I'm still here. Remember
yes.
me.
That's real good.
You remember me.
That's good.
You know,
that's good.
Man, listen, bro. Y'all don't understand that I am fired up. I am motivated to stay there because it lets me know, brother, that even though like you said with Jacob, even though we struggled, even though Jacob fought all night, he didn't quit until he got his blessing.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't throw in the towel until he got his blessing. When he got his blessing, then okay, now I gotta let you go because you done touched the hollow of my thigh.
Uh huh.
You done blessed me now.
I got to
let you go now. I got my blessing, so I got to keep on moving now. Now I gotta walk the walk because you done healed me, you done blessed me, you done gave me strength again. Now I gotta walk the walk. How am I gonna walk it when I come down off the struggle?
My.
You know, how do I walk when I come down off the struggle, man?
Yeah. And the beautiful part about it is that Jacob was just. Go ahead, Doc.
No. Go ahead.
The beautiful thing about it is God gave Jacob a reminder. We look at it as an infirmity, but it was a reminder that Jacob, out of all that wrestling and fighting he did, Jacob walked, every time Jacob limped, I believe Jacob got excited. He got that, yeah. He got that hip. When he got that hip knocked out of place, every time he had that little stammer in his step, they let him remind him, you know what? I got my blessing. It may hurt. I might be uncomfortable, but I got to come on here, sir. My struggle, yes, in other words, basically what you just gave us, what you just told us is, my struggle played off. Yeah, I had to go through this. My struggle played off. It was uncomfortable. It hurt. And a lot of people laughed at me. A lot of people pointed their fingers. A lot of people said I wasn't going to make it. A whole bunch of folks walked away. It was a lot of them that left me that started with me. They gone. But watch this. Yeah. My lip let me know that God's still working the work for me. He's still showing up.
Watch it.
And this is my reminder. And I take it, I put it like this here. People say it was an infirmity. I look at it as a blessing. I want y'all to change how y'all look at that. That's not an infirmity. Jacob didn't walk away with an infirmity. Blakey walked away with a blessing. He walked away with a for sure understanding that I may be stammering a little bit. I may not have the spring in my step that I used to, but guess what? I'm still blessed.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Any fight that you ain't came out of and you ain't got no scars on you, you wasn't really fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know about none of y'all, but in high school I used to fight. And I ain't gonna say they ain't lie on the radio. I'm six foot two. I'm about 340. I ain't gonna say they ain't lie and tell y'all I won every fight. I ain't gonna lie and tell you that. But I can promise you that you knew that I was down. And the fights I did win, I walked away with some scrapes. I walked away with some scars. I walked away with a bloody lip, a busted nose. I walked away with a black eye. But I promise you, if you saw how bad I looked, I can guarantee you the Joker that I was with, he looked just as bad or worse.
Yep.
Y'all better learn how to appreciate y'all scars. y'all better learn how to appreciate that battle. The beautiful thing about that is that your struggle was not in vain, people of God.
Right. Yeah.
And if somebody that's listening to this, I don't know who you are. But allow me to prophesy to you because I feel you on here with us. Let me prophesy this to you right quick. You thought that the fight that you were in, shout out to you. You thought that the fight that you were in, that you lost it. But in actuality, God said you didn't lose it. He said actually what happened was you won the fight, but because you were so frustrated in the fight, you thought you lost.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know who that's for. But you under the sound of my voice right now, you hear me. Stop being frustrated and look at what God brought you into. Okay, let's go a little bit deeper into this prophet. Watch this here. God said, if you keep complaining about it, he said, I'll take it away, and then you'll really see what the loss looked like. Thankfulness, gratefulness for the fight. God, thank you. Your struggle was shot out by time in your body. Your struggle was not in vain. It hurt. Yes. You lost. What you thought was lost, God told me to let you know that was actually gained. He said, because if I would allow that person to stay, and there was an individual, it was a woman that had been connected to you for a long time. He said, if I did not allow that to take place, she said, the next step that you were getting ready to walk into, you would not be there that you need to be in because that person was there. He said, I caused this shift for a reason.
I don't.
Thank you, Father. And you do. Listen. You are good. The enemy is trying to play with your mind. He's trying to make God help me right through here. He's trying to attack a mental issue with this. God say that ain't your portion. I don't even know who I'm talking to, but I know you listen. I know you hear me. I don't even know where you are. I don't know what part of the country you in. I don't even know if you're listening on the broadcast right now. But I know that you may have not called in, but you may be listening via the web. But I hear what the Lord is saying. I know what He's saying. And He said, "This is not your portion. Mental illness to this thing is not your portion. You are free." Thank you, Father. And that is the word of the Lord for you. That is the word of the Lord for you. That is the word of the Lord for you. Doc, Pastor Gibson, I think we lost signal. I think we may have lost Pastor Gibson. But Doc, it's an honor. It was an honor, man, to be on here with you today. I am so extremely excited. Man, we got work to do, Doc. We got work to do. I'm excited about being connected. Listen, y'all don't understand. I get excited about being connected to men of God that has the zeal for God, that has that desire to do the work of the Lord. And I'm just excited about it, man. I'm just excited about it. And so I'm appreciative. I'm literally appreciative to what God is saying and what God is doing. Pastor, you still there? Bishop?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you. So listen, I love when God do it. I love when God do it. Man, we got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
We do a thing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection called the Overcomer Scripture, Overcomer's Prayer. And so I want you to invite them to their new destiny in Christ. So I want to share the scripture, and I want you to share in a prayer for those that are under the sound of our voice, that are listening in, that are struggling with their connection with God, with their connection with God.
Okay.
So let us pray. Gracious and eternal, give you the scripture, and then we're going to have the man of God to pray. Our overcomer scripture comes from Romans 10 and 9, which simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So with that invitation, with that word attached to this invitation, I would like for Bishop to pray. And once he prays, we'll go ahead on and we'll close out the broadcast. Bishop.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for indeed and in fact, they are better than life. We decree and declare, God, that this broadcast has not gone for naught, that the word that has been shared and the great releases and oracles and impartation has not fallen to the ground, but rather it has rested upon the hearts and minds and spirits of your people. I pray, God, that you're touching somebody's life right now, and that person, those persons who need to heed this invitation to get their lives together with you, that we extend the door of Christ himself to every person in need of salvation, every person in need of restoration, every person who is merely asking for forgiveness, for the Lord to straighten out situations concerning them, error, things knowingly and unknowingly. We extend the door of Jesus to them now, asking that you would allow them the opportunity to cross over into their new destiny, helping them, God, to understand that everything that's behind them on purpose. It's there for a reason, not to interfere, with those things that yet lie before us. We decree and declare, we prophesy, we speak in advance, that we're forgetting those things which are behind us, and we're pressing forward toward the mark and the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And we ask, God, that you're touching somebody, that you would touch somebody's life now, touch their heart, that they would reach out even or connect with the nearest or the local church closest to them to be able to sustain accountability and relationship with you. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, those of you all that are listening in and you receive that prayer, I want to give you three keys. First off, number one, get you a really good Bible. Second off, like Bishop stated in his prayer, get you a church home. Find somewhere where you could be accountable and someone could be accountable to you. And thirdly, make sure that that person that you're connected with is living the life that they're preaching about. Amen. So make sure that you connect with the right people and connect with them on a level to where the shift takes place. Amen. Amen. Those of you all that would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we have three ways that you could do it. We have our Cash App, we have our Zelle, and we also have our PayPal that you could go to any one of those places to sow. That Zelle is going to be 346-419-5960. We also have the Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. And the PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's the name of the broadcast, Worldwide, and the last two letters of the broadcast, GC. That's Worldwide GC. paypal.me/worldwidegc. Your gift that you sow helps us keep the broadcast going. We also use your gift to impact our community and our city. We do homeless ventures. We're actually getting ready this year. We want to be able to do a homeless venture. We're going to get together with some more people, and we're going to go into the highways and the hedges of the city of Houston, and we're going to feed some people. We're going to do our best to get them some help because I don't know about you, but I hear better when my stomach is full. My focus is real good when my stomach is full. So I want to make sure that we extend that to you, that opportunity to assist us in that venture that we're going to get ready to go out. This will be something that we're going to start doing every year, and our desire is to make it bigger every year. To have those who impart and come and be a part of it and do some great work to help impact the homeless situation that is here in Houston, Texas, and in our surrounding cities, and try to get in surrounding counties to get these men and women the help that they need and some much needed assistance that they need. Amen. So that is our desire. That is our goal. That's our hope. To be able to help bless someone else. Listen, I'm so full and excited about this word that was shared. I'm gonna let Pastor Isaiah, Bishop Isaiah, come back again and give the last final words if he has any. If not, Doc, you can just close us out in prayer.
Okay, good deal. I don't have many words. I just want to thank you again, Apostle Douglas, for opening this time and this invitation to this platform, yes, the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and all of those who work alongside you to pull off such a great endeavor. Thank you again for having me, and we pray that God has used me along with others who have come on this morning to be able to say something that was meaningful to your life. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you again saying thank you in all things. Thank you, God, for how you know better than we, and how, God, being our faults and seeing our needs, and not only seeing our needs, but seeing to our needs being met. We thank you, God, for how you're answering our prayers and that you're very present help in the time of trouble. Let this day be filled with your glory, and I pray, God, that you would let us find favor throughout the course of this day and this week. as our lives are lived to represent you better. Bless this broadcast. Bless, God, the functions thereof and every partner, every person that is necessary to make sure that the furtherance of the gospel is continued in the land. Look upon us now and show us creativity that we can be more effective in accomplishing the kingdom mission. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. God bless you. We thank you for tuning in and listening in and being a part of today's broadcast. We're out of time, so we're going to go ahead on. We're going to close out with this song. We love you. We appreciate you. And there ain't nothing that you could do about it. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you.